What's your bedtime ritual, your routine? What do you do to fall asleep? 314-969-1065. I like to have a fan on. I like that ambient noise. I need something that kind of keeps things going.
My routine is to lay and have an anxiety attack every night. So that's my bedtime routine.
Why the anxiety attack?
I just have sleep anxiety. And now because I'm pregnant, I can't take my anxiety meds that I was taking. So it's gotten really bad.
But now you have that new pillow. Maybe that'll help you out.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I woke up at 11 or got out of bed at 11 p.m. and went back to my regular pillow. So, yeah, sleeping is not something that comes easy. So if you guys have a suggestion for what's working for you, I'll take it.
Brando has decided to ditch his cell phone and go back to the good old paperbacks.
I'm reading again.
What are you reading?
Pop on pop.
No, I actually just started reading a John Steinbeck book, The Winter of Our Discontent.
Oh, wow, you're really going there.
So what's the deal? Like, why are you getting back into reading after all these years of being on your phone and falling asleep? What was it? What was the breaking point that said, I need to get back into books?
Because I feel stupid.
I get that.
I feel like reading helps me not be so stupid. See, listen how stupid I am. Like, I need to read.
So you need that stimulation.
I need more words.
Society is stupid.
I'm running out of words to use.
Yes, it's so true. You look at, like, we used to read all the time. Yeah. And people don't, I mean, there are people out there that read, are readers, but you ask most people, like, when was the last time you read a book? And most people are like,
Brando tried to read last night and he left the light on and his wife goes, will you turn that off? That's rude.
Yeah, I was like, hey, come on.
We need to get you a little headlamp. So she can go to bed.
And then I can look like a dork. Off,
and you can be there in your little miner outfit.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what Brando would look like that with a CPAP machine for all the breathing?
Well, you don't put the CPAP on while you're reading. You wait till you're done reading.
And you know what? You probably should. Just start putting all that stuff on. You'll be a medical experiment just waiting to go
to
bed.
But I'll be smart. Medical experiment.
And a good way to prevent child number five. She won't want to get near you.
What's wrong with you? You're like a Star Trek character.